This is Current State on WKAR. I am Sue Carter, filling in for Mark Basher, who is taking a little break. Oh, golly, a well-established public policy advocate in Lansing and a face familiar to us. She's starting a new chapter in her career this week. Judy Putnam has been communications director of the Michigan League for Public Policy for 7 years. This week she returns, in fact, today, if you look in the State Journal, she returns to her roots in journalism as a columnist for the Lansing State Journal. Prior to her tenure at the MLPP, Judy spent 18 years covering the state capitol for the Booth newspapers, former Boothie here in front of me. And to learn about her return to the newspaper business and what her column will be about, we welcome Judy Putnam to Current State. Judy, great to have you here.
Thank you for having me, Sue. Nice to see you.
Oh, it's great to have you here. We have worked in a lot of the same circles, but I don't think we've ever spent much time together.
Yeah, I think I met you when you were working for the president a bit.
That's right. Yeah. My dad used to think I couldn't hold a job, and I think, like you, I've moved around a lot. But what a joy, and what a joy to have you back in journalism. What draws you back, Judy?
Well, more than one person has brought this story up about, you know, the adage in journalism is that when dog bites man, that's not a news story because it happens so frequently. But when man, or in this case, woman bites dog, that is a story. So that's kind of my story. I left journalism. I was kind of downsized. Mm-hmm. I say journalism left me, as, you know, a lot of journalists have been in that position across the country and here locally and in Michigan. So my story is a little bit unusual because I get to go back into it, and I'm really thrilled about that. And I'm so happy that it's happened during Sunshine Week. So,
during Sunshine. Yeah. Well, that's interesting because, you know, I get parents who ask me, and as you may know, I teach journalism here at Michigan State. Parents ask me, well, why should my son, daughter, fill in the blank, go into journalism? Aren't newspapers dying? And I say, wait a minute. I said, there are three things. There is the gathering of news, there is the editing of news, and there's the distribution of news. Now, the first two really haven't, you know, they're static. It's just how we distribute news that's changed. Mm-hmm. And I think you're showing exactly what's going on, and that is we still need to be in the public forum to express opinions, to do op-eds, which mm-hmm. apparently some people still don't understand. The comment today in your column is really good.
Yeah. Well, I struggle with that, mm-hmm. and I think a lot of people who were downsized would not tell their college-age students to go into journalism. But you do see a lot of emerging jobs, and as mm-hmm. you say, I think there is still a need for people to kind of synthesize the news. Journalists are no longer filters, right. Because people can get the news in so many different ways. You know, I don't want to date myself too much, but, you know, I come out of an era when press releases were mailed. You know, I mean, if you think of how much technology has changed in the last, say, 30 years, you know, first fax machines and then, you know, internet, and it really has changed it. But there still is a need to, I think, give that perspective mm-hmm. and have people who are informed and really out there kind of pull together a view and on the news.
You'll be providing a very important role doing that. Interesting, local advocacy columnist. That's a phrase that I don't think I've heard applied to anyone else.
Yeah.
Can you describe what that will be?
Well, you know, I think I get to define this a bit. So I think a lot of people remember John Schneider, who was the, you know, 24 years as the LSJ columnist. And he sort of had a general interest column. He fixed people's problems, readers' problems, people having issues with government, bureaucracy, or businesses. He helped with that. He entertained a bit. He had some fun columns. He talked about himself.
He was an advocate.
And he was an advocate, mm-hmm. yes. So I'm viewing this column as a way to really listen to readers. I think that's my main job, listen to what they have to say. And how lift up problems, talk about solutions. And I also get to express my viewpoint on these things, which is different from, you know, my past journalism experience as a reporter, where my job was to look at both sides and be informed, but not inject my personality into it and not inject my opinion. So this is a different twist.
Judy Putnam, you're going to have fun as the new advocacy columnist for the Lansing State Journal. I just really admire the horizon that's in front of you, because you are creating something that currently doesn't exist and doing it in a new way with new platforms. And we talk about platforms, and I've got the print copy of the Lansing State mm-hmm. Journal here, but this is not the only way that people can access you, right?
Correct. You know, I'm not exactly sure how it's going to look. We're kind of building this as we go. But this morning I emailed people and said, hey, my column's online and mm-hmm. you can find it here. I'm on Twitter. My handle is Judy Putnam. I use Facebook every day. My handle there is, you know, facebook.com/Judy Putnam. So you can find me on social media, and I hope to figure out how to use those social media platforms to not only to talk to readers, but to maybe get content, you know, people mm-hmm. who want to talk to me or people with ideas. And I know somebody had this kind of goofy idea, like to find the best fish fry. I think they were kind of joking. Can you find the best fish fry in the Lansing area on Friday nights? But, I mean, that is something you could use social media and have people send in their comments. And one of my Facebook friends actually posted that yesterday. So I'll be interested to see what she's come up with. So
I discern a light touch to what you're going to be doing, as well as based on your 7 years with the Michigan Public Policy League, also looking critically at some serious issues that are
yes.
affecting all of us.
Yes, I hope so. And I'm not sure how to define that. So maybe you can help me here. You're doing a good job. So.
I don't know. It is a brave new world in many regards. Did you worry some about financial security, Judy Putnam, returning to the Lansing State Journal, or to newspapers, now the Lansing State Journal?
Well, yeah, I mean, I have to be in a cave not to know that there's been, you know, downsizings and across the country, and they're still going on. But I'm kind of at a point in my life where I have some freedom, I can take some risk, and a couple of people have asked me about that. My only child's already through college, so it's not like he's not going to go to college if I fail.
Isn't
so we're that, already there.
Isn't that liberating? I mean,
it's wonderful.
Yeah. Once the child moves out, you know, the animals and the pets are gone. You know, sadly, but they're gone. Life does get a little freer.
I'm not quite there, but close.
but close. You know what? What I hear you saying reminds me a little bit of the old Action line in the Detroit Free Press. And some of our listeners mm-hmm. on Current State may remember that.
Mm-hmm.
It was where, as advocates, but also problem solvers, and mm-hmm. you mentioned John Schneider, what he did.
Mm-hmm.
Do you look at the history of others who have done some similar things like you plan to do?
Mm-hmm. I think it's not going to be exclusively like an Action line, mm-hmm. but that will be mixed into it. So my job is to listen to readers, and I've already started getting the emails this morning. So thanks to those folks who have already read the column and wrote to me.
You've got some electronic listening posts, but what are the traditional listening posts? Journalists talk about, you know, kind of hanging out where you get information and news. Are there places that you think you'll be visiting to get a sense, to get a temperature of the community?
Yes, and I think there's you've got to have a mix of what we call the grass tops and the grass roots. Mm. So hopefully by my phone and reaching out by phone, and people can write to me and email me, I can get the grassroots. But I'll need to be interacting with leaders and asking people their thoughts and opinions on how to improve things. And I've already started getting some input on that.
Mm-hmm.
So
what do you draw from your time at the Michigan League for Public Policy? What will inform your work now? Based on what you did for the previous 7 years?
Well, I've spent a lot of time reading and talking about income disparity, mm-hmm. Families and children, how policies affect families and kids in Michigan. So I have deep background in that. One of the projects I worked on was called Kids Count, and I've spent a lot of time with Kids Count. That is a data project where there's a project in every state, and Michigan is at the Michigan League for Public Policy. And it looks at child welfare using available data, or, you know, kind of across years and comparing counties. So I know that there's a lot of problems with, especially with poverty. We're in a recovery, and I think we are, but not everyone is feeling that. So those are kind of my roots, and I hope to be applying that kind of insight to mid-Michigan.
Is there, as we wrap up this segment, Judy, is there one problem that you think you'd like to tackle?
Well, I think I'm going to be able to take on some issues that I can return to. Mm-hmm. And right now I'm thinking it's kind of a hot subject, but it's an important subject, and that's poverty in schools. But I have not, poverty and schools, rather, right. I haven't talked to the editors about that. So, I don't know. But I do think I'm going to have an opportunity, if I work it right, to champion some causes. And I think that's a very important one.
We'll be watching for that and reading in the Lansing State Journal. Judy Putnam starts her new professional job this week as the local advocacy columnist at the Lansing State Journal, ending 7 years as communications director for the Michigan League for Public Policy. Judy, great to see you.
Thank you so much.